6.11. Renata.
Why did you decide to come to Spain?
Well, it's a bit complicated. It was a bit of a fluke, really. In fact, it was my husband who first came up with the idea of moving here. He's from Peru, and when I met him, he was studying catering in Poland, in Poznań, where I live, and he could sort of speak a bit of Polish, but not very well. So it would have been very difficult for him to get a job in Poland, not to mention the paperwork, which would have been very complicated too. At that time, when we got married, I'd just finished university, where I'd studied Spanish, and I'd got a job teaching Spanish in a school. So we thought about what we were going to do, because if we'd stayed in Poland, I would have to be the one that worked. So as I spoke Spanish, and of course he did too, we decided to try living in Spain.
When was this?
About 4 years ago. We came with nothing, with just a bit of money and 2 suitcases. And that was it. But bit by bit, we managed to find jobs and somewhere to live. We were very lucky. The guy who rented us our first flat was a chef, and he gave my husband a job. And I managed to get a job teaching Spanish to Polish immigrants here.
Hmm. What's the plus side for you about living in Spain?
What I like best is that if you're prepared to work hard, you can get what you want. You can get a good standard of living quite easily. Then the weather is nice. It's not as cold as in Poland. Though, actually, I really miss the snow. Here in Valencia, it never snows. Another good thing here is that you have the sea and mountains quite close by, which we didn't have in Poznań.
What about the downside?
The traffic. I absolutely hate driving here. Nobody obeys the traffic rules. They drive really crazily. And what else? The food is different, but it's okay. My husband would say the noise. The people here are so noisy. In Peru, people aren't nearly as noisy. They live in their houses. If you want to see someone, you go to their house. They're not in the street all the time like they are here. I agree with him. And I think people gossip a lot here too. They're always talking about what everyone else is doing, and I don't like that.
There must be things you miss about Poland.
Of course, loads of things. The food, my family and my friends, the little corners of my town that I love, my favourite cafes and cinemas. That's what I miss most.
Might you go back to Poland one day?
I personally would love to go back, but I'm not sure if we ever will. It would be very difficult, especially for my husband. But you never know, or maybe we'll end up in Peru,